Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Aaron Rodgers, you know, I want to get into something real quick. People want to talk about this 888-SAY-ESPN-729-3776. You know, this whole thing where he's definitely going to the AFC. And Key, I already know because we've had this conversation in the past, and already know your old school head, Bill Parcells. You know what it is. Don't protest like you don't know what I'm talking about, Keyshawn Johnson. Listen, why not trade a guy in the conference? Let me just make my case, Key, and you can tell me.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
It's a competitive situation. If you want to move a guy, yeah, that must mean you think you can get better when you move him, right? Most of the time, it's like, I think I can improve myself, but this situation's getting to the point where, well, if you think that, then when you get back for him, go ahead, let's play. Let's see how we all did. If they don't have him, they're going to have some other good player. I wouldn't sweat trading a guy in the conference. Now, maybe in the division because he knows you so well and now he's going to play you twice a year. I get it. But you know, in the conference, Key?
But you know why you don't do it to a guy like Aaron Rodgers or people like that? Think about. I don't want to say great players. I don't want to say great players. But think about good players. Good players could affect the outcome of what your team's success is through many different channels. If Aaron Rodgers all of a sudden gets traded to Tampa Bay, not the same division. Now, Tampa Bay, all of a sudden, goes on a run. Every time you look up, they're beating you when you play them, but they also beating Philadelphia that you need Philadelphia to lose because if Philadelphia loses, you can now get into a spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
All different channels can affect you. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it,
man, if they didn't have Rodgers, if we just kept Rodgers away from
where
him,
did Joe
okay.
Montana? Where did Joe Montana get traded to?
Kansas City.
Where's that at?
AFC.
Come on. Not at the top of the height, right? So check this out. Here's another one for you.
Conference championship right away, yeah.
Here's how you look at it, though. When you start to look at certain guys, they're not going to trade you within the division because you can – I mean, within the conference because you can hurt them. And you don't think of it that way. Seattle said, Denver. Because what if they traded him? You can't play anymore. And they sent him to
They should have traded
NFC.
Him in the division.
The division, right?
Right, in their division. Yeah, they should have traded Russell Wilson.
But no, you
division.
Didn't expect for him to play
no, of course
like
not.
That poorly.
Of course not.
But you just don't do it. You cannot do it. Yeah. Can't.
All right, let's take some calls about this. 888-SAY-ESPN. People like talking about and listening to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Levy in Connecticut. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yeah, that's Levi. Levi.
Well, someone spelled your name L-E-V-E-Y. Is that how you spell it?
Well, that is my real name, but I said Levi because people end up calling me Levy.
Right.
There you go.
Gotcha.
So, long-time listener. Love the show. Been listening since Mike and Tony, 1410 AM. First thing, who cares about Aaron Rodgers? I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Aaron Rodgers. He hijacks sports radio for what, the last 3 years during the offseason, 4 years? Nobody freaking cares anymore. I'm a longtime Cowboy fan. I could tell you, I go all the way back to Cowboys.
My condolences. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know, right? I go all the way back to Cowboys Steelers 1. The problem in Dallas is Jerry Jones. It's the curse of Jimmy Johnson. We had the formula, right? We had the formula. When we were winning with Jimmy, it was like, wow, how many more are we going to win? We were the Patriots before the Patriots, but it has to be about Jerry. So I'm watching this program about the Broncos, and I see a statue of Peyton Manning in Denver. And I'm like, wow, Jimmy's name's still not in the ring.
How is that
Jimmy
possible? How is this possible that, like, he's dead right about Jimmy Johnson? How is Jimmy Johnson not in the Ring of Honor? Think about that, Key.
Well, that's personal. You know, they went to college together in Arkansas. They were friends. It's a falling out. He's in the Hall of Fame, but not in the Ring of Honor. So,
yeah,
that's personal, though, Jay.
I know,
right?
But that has to give you insight into how things are governed when somebody can't get out of their own personal way to make the right decision. Like, I have a lot of it's like personal beefs with people. But at the end of the day, I'm like, all right, well, that dude is still one of the, you know, 100 best of all time. I may have a personal thing against him, but this is the reality of it. And the fact that he can't compartmentalize that, isn't that a little bit of the problem?
I don't think that it's not that he can't. I think it's one of the big you-know-whats to you.
Agreed.
I think that he just doesn't care about that.
There is a correlation from that and that gripe that is held there that he can't get over that to maybe what he would need to do with the next iteration of Jimmy Johnson, if that is a Sean Payton or is a coach, to allow him to have that autonomy to do that, because it reminds him of that.
But I think it was some – I think, and I don't remember this, but Max, you probably remember, because, you know, you got a brain like an elephant when it comes to gossip and germs. I think Jimmy said something personal about Jerry publicly. I think that's what that is all about.
Let's put it this way.
And I'll tell you about that off the air.
There's some owners.
You know me, I'm trying to Google
there's some
right
owners,
now.
And I'm not saying Jerry Jones is this guy. There are owners who feel like they did more for someone than that, you know, they're doing something for someone. Like Dan Gilbert really thought he was doing something for LeBron. And then he woke up out of that dream and
realized,
please come back.
Please come back, yeah.
So I'm not saying Jerry Jones is Gilbert, because Jerry Jones is a competent GM, right? But I'm saying, as Keith says, it's the one owner he'd listen to about football. Jerry Jones knows football. But I am saying this. Does Jimmy Johnson owe Jerry Jones something? Yeah, Jerry Jones gave him the job and empowered the whole thing. But Jimmy Johnson did more for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys and vice versa.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Johnson is the reason they won 3 Super Bowls, including with Barry Switzer. That was Jimmy Johnson's team and his players. And they haven't done jack since he left.
And that's what
this is about.
And to expand upon that, Jimmy is one of the main reasons Jerry is at the economic level that he's at. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is he was bleeding when he first bought the team. And then they went on, obviously, and won a championship. So you know what happens when you win championships. Your value goes up. You start to make more money. It's easy to sell advertisement. It's easy to manipulate the rest of the ownership group to so they can start putting you on the certain commissions and doing certain things. So committees, so to speak. I think they worked together hand in hand where they helped each other out. But Jerry, for whatever reason, he just – think about it. Troy's in it. Emmett's in it. Michael's in it. The triplets are in it, but the one guy that's not in the ring of honor.
No one's done more for the Cowboys than Jimmy Johnson, and he's not in the ring of honor.
Let's go to Louie in New York. What's up, Louie?
Okay, Jay, I see you.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love your show, first of all. Great show.
Thank you, Louie.
But what I'm about to say just goes towards Jay. I've been a Cowboy fan for 50 years. And I called last month, as long as Prescott is the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, they will never win a Super Bowl. He does not have that it. Mm. Like a quarterback like Joe Burrow, he has the it, the killer instinct. Now, it doesn't matter what coach you bring in there, they still going to have a problem with Prescott. Prescott has one more year left of that guaranteed money. They should either trade for a quarterback or go in the draft and get themselves a quarterback, because there's a small window for Jerry Jones. Not the team, but Jerry Jones. He wants to win the Super Bowl. The way they played against San Francisco with a championship defense and Prescott is not doing his job, and that tweeter, that was the perfect thing. Call him out there. You're making $45 million a year, and you ain't doing nothing.
Louie,
nothing.
Louie, I hear what you're saying. I wasn't sitting up there yesterday saying, poor Dak Prescott. I just don't like the president that sets on the team. But, like, I'm with you. I'm also not the one who paid Dak Prescott the money. Jerry Jones saw something in Dak that he believed Dak was going to get him there, where other people – like us on the show, by the way, have questioned that about Dak from the beginning.
But the pendulum seems to be swinging away. You know, a year ago, it was like, look, they got the quarterback. Do they have the coach? And now I think people are wondering, wait a minute. Do we, as Cowboys fans, the one – and by the way, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You live in New York and you're a Cowboys fan. But anyway.
Leave Louie alone.
Shame on you, Louie. But Do Cowboys fans think, wait a minute, do we want to get rid of the coach or the quarterback? You know what I'm saying, Key? Like, I think the pendulum is swinging a little toward McCarthy's pretty good. Whatever his flaws are, he's pretty good. And we don't know about Dak, because a year ago it was different.
Yeah, and I think based on, as I said a couple weeks ago prior to that playoff game against San Francisco, it's going to come down to how it looks. What does it look like? And so when we saw it, it did not look like to me that Mike McCarthy screwed the game up. It looked like to me that Dak Prescott didn't live up to the expectations of playing in a divisional round. So now it swings toward him. Mind you, he's got 1 year left. They could essentially exit out of him in 2024, mm-hmm. which, you know, if they hold on to Mike McCarthy, which it seems like they're going to, especially this late in the game, you know, I can't – this isn't college football, abruptly just firing a coach. You know, I can't see it, especially since the playoffs is over for the Dallas Cowboys. Usually get that out of the way a day or two after. They're getting ready to go into the championship week now.
Yeah. Key, real quick, Gourmet Chef Kev asked me a question on Twitter. What grade do you give the Cowboys this season, A through F, real quick? What would your grade be for the Cowboys?
I give them a B minus.
Yeah.
C plus, B minus.
They won 12 games, B minus. Yeah, and a playoff game, B minus.
B minus, playoff game, didn't finish the deal. They finished the deal.
Better than what they did last year, right?
They probably would get a B minus from last year, too.
Mm. We all said it's a failure if they don't win two playoff games. So maybe, yes, I see a B minus. I could also see an F. I know it's harsh, but Dan Quinn is scheduled for his second interview. Giles. With the Arizona Cardinals. Is that hot news or not news? KJM, nice. ESPN Radio.
The ARIs.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hot news or not news? You ready, Jeremy?
I wasn't ready until the music dropped. Drop, 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 drop.
Now you're ready.
This is sneaky hot news.
Hot news.
Hot news or not news time. We will be playing hot news in a little while with Kimberly A. Martin. 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. In the meantime, guys, I know people are interested in talking about Aaron Rodgers. You think we have time to squeeze in a call?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think so, too. What do you think, Nuno?
Aaron Rodgers or Dak Prescott? Which one? Both hot topics.
I mean, people are into the talking about the Cowboys right now. But, you know, like we just did it. And I know people still want to talk about Rodgers. Nuno, we go to Rodgers or Dak? Yeah.
Let's just do the hot news or not news since Kimberly hasn't shown up yet. We can still do it. There's some questions there.
Hot news or not news without Kimberly? It just doesn't feel right. How are we going to do
hot news? Where's Kim?
Kimberly's right. She'll be here in just a second. I was trying to do a nice, smooth transition as though everything's okay, but people refuse to be
Jay, Chef
John in Connecticut. You're on with Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Good morning, fellas. Listen, I really enjoy your show. I especially love your social comments because sports, I love sports. It's the best thing going on now with the rest of the world a mess. And I love your comments. Aaron Rodgers, phenomenal talent. I would never be able to even go by a locker room where you guys have been. Here's what I can't separate from him, though, when he's looking at whales and everything else. His refusal to take a vaccine while people were dying set a bad tone for me. And I know that's not sports, but it just, I can't get
He referred to that, by the way, John. He referred to that people were, and by the way, I didn't like that either, but that's not the reason to criticize him as a football player, right? Yeah. And he responded. He said, maybe because of my feelings about the vaccine. And I'll say something else about that. He was kind of cornered into giving his opinion about that, right? He wanted to keep that private. Everyone's entitled to their private opinion, but he was cornered into it. And so finally gave his opinion. And then people didn't like him because of it. So he addressed that.
Man, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Man is entitled to live his life and do what he feels he needs to do. Yep. The whale watching, though, that's one that got me all tickled.
Sometimes it's like when you want to hear the unvarnished truth from people, right? But the reality is that some people live completely different lives than normal working class people. So when people hear that, and they kind of hear, like, is that passive aggressive while I had time to reflect while well watching things? That's where people, like,
Did you like well watching?
But you know what, though, Jay?
I've been well watching.
You like it?
Twice. I loved it.
Hey,
really
Key, what about you? Did you like it? You said you went once.
Went twice. I mean, it was cool to me.
Yeah, it was cool, but I'm afraid of stuff like that because if it gets underneath the boat, tip it up.
You seen the one where the whale jumps up and it comes and lands on the boat? See, that kind of stuff.
See, man. That's the stuff. Yeah, see, all that sort
that
of stuff.
That happened to me.
I'm not trying to do that because anything, it's the tail smash in the water and all of a sudden I fall over.
It is amazing, though, to watch them and you're like, I see it on TV and I know they exist, but, man,
different.
Look at that. It really is there.
Different, man.
No, it's cool. Yeah. One time, though, right? Maybe once every blue moon when I'm on vacation.
Go scuba
diving. Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, co-host of First Take Her Take with Charlie Arnold and L. Duncan, quite a crew. New episodes available every Wednesday, wherever you listen to your podcast, is with us now. What's up, Kimberly?
Up.
So, are you ready to play Hot News or Not News?
Let's go.
She was a little scared of this segment. She didn't want to play it right away, but now she's ready to play it.
She came in hot. She's on point.
Aaron Rodgers, Kimberly says, his contract would need to
By the way, before
adjustment.
You finish, if people at home could see the look that Kim just gave you, it so reminded me of my mama. Like, when you say something slick and your mom's like,
Scared.
Yeah. Auntie ain't going to play around.
Anyway,
Aaron Rodgers
says
his contract would need adjustment to return to the Packers.
Lord.
Hot news or not news?
It's hot news because it's Aaron Rodgers and we have no idea where he's going to play. I just don't know what this man wants anymore. I really don't. You want money? We gave you money. Okay, now, I don't know. It's hot news because it's a quarterback. I'm just so tired of the days of our lives of this.
So in other words, it's old news.
No,
is what it is.
No, because if he's available, that is hot news. If any team out there wants a quarterback, it's hot news to get an Aaron Rodgers. It's just
it's draining.
It's draining. I'm tired.
Yeah, no, it's hot news, like Kimberly says, but it is also draining. It's fatigue, and it's the off season, and like I said. When the season was over, when they lost to Detroit, the one thing that I said, and I stick to this, I don't want to keep talking about him after a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just want
to
just make up your mind, dog.
That's what we're doing. It's
just
almost
make up your
like
mind.
The boy who cried wolf, right? Yeah. Kimberly, like, it's like, oh, there's a wolf. Like, there's not a wolf. There's a wolf. There's not a wolf. Like, just let me know,
let me know when
it actually happens.
To be concerned. Yeah.
Just let me know.
Hot news or not news, Key?
He said
he already
hot
answered
news.
It, Max.
Bengals are now 1.5-point favorites against. I never heard he actually answer it.
He just answered it.
And then I heard he say there's fatigue and there's this and there's that, but I didn't hear hot news or not news. All right. Bengals are now 1.5
Two people on the show heard it, but you. You sitting right there with both of them.
Bengals are now 1.5-point favorites against the Chiefs. Hot news or not news?
It is hot news because of everything. I mean, the line is shifting. Patrick Mahomes' ankle. We're about to see today if he does anything. And plus, the Bengals are coming in. They're coming in hot. They're spicy. Mm.
See, it's hot news because it's hot news for the sports books. It's hot news for the gamblers like a Jay.
Yes.
He pays attention to that. What I'm paying attention to, Patrick Mahomes is going to play. And all he can't push off. Yeah, but that he'll be fine. Don't get caught up in what you saw the first half of the game. Get caught up in the second half of the game and get caught up in Dr. Wizard. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
But is it hot news or not news, Key? That's the question. What's up, Jay? What do you think?
I'll say it's hot news because the more I keep seeing the line move in the Bengals' direction, the more money I'm going to put down on the Chiefs to win. All day.
It is hot news. Diana Russini tweeted that a team is waiting in the wings when it comes to Sean Payton. Hot news or white hot, scorching hot news?
I mean, yeah, it's hot. It's hot. It's like the Aaron Rodgers thing. It's like these are two of the biggest names of the offseason. Anything involving them is hot news. Just tell us. Just go somewhere. just go somewhere. So we can talk about it for real.
See, in all honesty, for me, it's not news. Because I don't know what that team is. I'm trying to figure it out. Coaches go around like Sean Payton, and they make decisions based on staffs, general managers, and quarterbacks. I can't put my finger on what situation is perfect that already got a head coach that they don't like. I don't see it being Dallas. And I don't know that Jerry don't like Mike McCarthy, but I can't see it being Dallas. Therefore, every other opening, do you really want to go there other than Denver? That's the only one that may have a quarterback?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's openings. I get it. It's Sean Payton. The thing that makes it hot news for me is just to tie into Dallas because there's – and it's our next subject up for you, Kimberly, because you got the Dan Quinn situation mm-hmm. where he's going to get offered for jobs. We're trying to talk about now how Mike McCarthy, we still think is kind of the guy. More of the energy goes on Dak, but you still have Sean Payton that can maybe open mm-hmm. up and save Dak's career if Mike McCarthy can't do it.
Yeah, it's not the report that there's a team waiting in the wings. Like, we expect that there will be a few teams that want Sean Payton, right? And it's the sort of domino effect. That's what is hot news. Like, what happens if a Dan Quinn leaves, to your point? Mm-hmm. Then what does Jerry Jones do? I just need a domino to fall. I just need Aaron Rodgers, come to the Jets, bring Nathaniel Hackett. Like, I just need something. Sean Payton, go to the Broncos. Just go to the Cowboys. Somebody do something, Max.
And I just need Key to finally say if it's hot news
or not
news. I know. He just refuses to answer the question in this
segment. He doesn't understand the game. Right. It's fine.
Hot news or not news is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Thank you, Kimberly, as always.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye.
All right, sis.
Is
auntie.
Ben sis, Simmons being unfairly criticized?
You're older than her. What? You can't be auntie.
Keyshawn J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. From ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
That's your yacht, Jay?
Key wants to know if that's your yacht that we're looking at on ESPN2 at the moment. That's not your yacht. That's your oil tank.
Hey yo, dog.
A.
B.
Nets visit the Sixers tonight. So Ben Simmons is scheduled to play in Philly for the second time this year. Our very own Jalen Rose says Ben Simmons is stealing money.
What?
Listen to Jalen, ESPN NBA analyst, of course, on NBA Countdown Friday.
Ben Simmons is stealing money. Ski mask and gloves, as a matter of fact. And let me get some stats for you, Stephen A.
Please.
He has 119 fouls, 113 baskets this year.
Wow.
Only two of them outside of the paint, and he's shooting 43% from the free throw line. That's a guy they traded for James Harden, who, by the way, is averaging 20 and 10 and fitting in like a glove in Philadelphia.
Are we done believing Ben Simmons will be a star in this league?
Can I address something before we get into whether Ben Simmons will be a star or not?
Yeah.
I know it's easy, like as a fan, you can sit there and say he's stealing money. Like, I get it. He's underperforming, drastically underperforming. But, you know, like, when you refer to a dude by saying he's stealing money, ski mask and all, we're comparing him to bank robbers now? Like that's
well, wait, are you being a little sensitive about that?
Yeah,
right
I am
now,
being sensitive because that's coming from an athlete. That's coming from an athlete that I know has been in a position before. If you want me to keep it a buck, that Jay Rose underperformed too, now to a degree, well, some of his contracts.
Okay,
so
okay,
I'm just
okay.
being real about it. Like, yeah. it's okay. like, I just get frustrated when there's not sensitivity levels when it's coming from our own.
But I wonder if like, you if talk to Jalen.
Hold on, Max. If it's coming from you,
yeah.
or if it's coming from Stephen A. Smith,
uh-huh, you feel
I get
good.
It. Yeah. I understand. But when it's coming from one of our own, like when they haven't performed at an ultimate high level and they've gotten rewarded deals here and there, we've seen it.
I mean, we get Jalen on the show to talk about this. Jalen's my dude. But so I'll bet you, my guess is this. If you ask Jalen, hey, you ever steal money? He'd be like, yeah, I stole money. Here's when. Right? In other words, there are some people who are sensitive to that. And there are other people who might say, I apply that to other people because I would apply it to myself too. And I believe that Jalen Rose fits into that category. In other words, whether or not he would ever say he did steal money, he's a type of dude where, yeah, man, I could tell the truth about myself so I could tell the truth about other people.
See,
you know what I mean?
I'm more with Jay on this one. The choice of words, that matters, I think, to both myself and Jay. Mm-hmm. He is underperforming. He's not playing at the level. You talked about, is he ever going to be that guy in the NBA? That's a different conversation. But, you know, stealing money to do, work hard, whether he's performing at a all-time high or not, he's working hard.
But guys,
he's in
off
the room.
Mic, Key, I'll hear you guys all, like, you know when a dude gets paid a certain contract, whatever, and then a certain attitude prevails, you got, you know, people, you know, real talk, they'll be like, come on, man, dude's stealing money.
And, no, of course. Yeah.
But Max, even stealing money, okay, ski mask and all, like it's just a different level. I hear how you're trying to rationalize it. I'm just going to tell you how that is reflective sometimes when you hear that in the locker room, because Ben Simmons is still one hell of a defensive player.
Yeah.
He may not be able to score the bucket at all. He needs to be more aggressive.
So they paying him for so essentially, they paying him for defense.
Though the Nets have a plus 4.5 point net efficiency with him on the court, 2.4 with him off the court. So when he's on the court, they are it is like, you know, who else is he on the court with? But just by that metric, they're 2 points better with him on the court than off the court.
Chris Canty,
look who is here.
Who's coming to join us right now? I
got you. Got
say,
a problem with that?
Can I just explain it to you real quick?
Yeah, I want Jay
because I'm gonna tie it into sometimes how I feel like in this past like 5-6 years, some of the things I've heard, people shut up, play basketball, things of this sort, right?
Yeah.
When I hear us describe players, right, mm-hmm. like as black men, players, it's like, oh, he's stealing money, ski mask and all. I'm like, yo, man, like you're starting to really enter a different conversation.
You take it to a personal realm when you start talking about somebody's money.
Thank you.
Like, that's a faux pas in any professional locker room. Don't talk about my money. And that doesn't just stay while you're an active player. Even when you're a retired player, you don't talk about somebody else's money. Now, you can say maybe the team is not getting the return on an investment, but when you start talking about a guy stealing money, knowing how hard
that,
it
Max?
Is to get to
see,
that point,
personal, man.
It's out of
Max,
pocket.
I do see that.
From us
I do see that, but
you hear what he said, the return on the investment?
I know, but
That's the choice of words that I would have preferred to see my friend Jalen Rose use.
A fellow athlete, Key.
Opposed to stealing money, ski mat. We don't need bank robber. We don't need to use
that. I have heard players talk about use that kind of language.
Privately?
On TV, people say, man, he's stealing money. Like, it's not like we've never
ski
heard.
Ski mask athlete. And all?
How does that change stuff for you? He's just kind of coloring it in a little bit, right?
That's one hell of a color, man.
Well, just think about some of the connotations and stereotypes that we have for people in our community, Max. Like, that's just not exactly the
you don't use
the phrasing
like that.
Or okay. The terminology
not at all.
That you want to go with. You know what I mean?
I'm interested in hearing Jalen's point of view on this. Actually.
I would love to hear other athletes' POVs on this one because it hits differently. Like underperforming. Hey, he's not living up to expectations. Like, I'd rather you say bus. I'd rather than ski mask and all just takes
clearly
it to a
set you off.
Yeah, it does.
He could have simply said, what does he have? Pictures of him or something? I mean, he could have said that, you know?
A lot of other ways to be descriptive and add color to it than say ski mask and all, brother.
I'm interested in hearing what Jalen has to say about that.
That said, though, Ben Simmons.
All right, we're going to turn it on this one.
Nobody's refueling that.
That being said, Ben Simmons needs to step up.
Dude,
I can't eat
stealing money. Oh, no. Is it okay if I say
it?
No, it's not
okay if you say that.
I didn't play in the league.
It doesn't matter that you can rap. You can't say it.
Listen. It's funny because you think you go back a couple years when Ingram was second pick.
Yeah.
And the gap between them, you were like, damn, could you imagine the fall off? Ben Simmons is a superstar. He's going to be this. He's going to be that. And now look at it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what it did. What happened to this dude?
He hasn't been the same since that Atlanta game, man.
Anytime you say Brandon Ingram, that's a sore spot because I'm a Lakers fan. Wish we could have that one back. Wish we could have that one back.
Got a chip out of it. Got a chip out of it.
You can't wish you had that back because we don't know if it would have been the same. You
chipped up.
We don't know if all these young dudes we moved on from, Kyle Kuz and all them, if they'd have been in L.A., they may have still been performing at the level they was performing in L.A.
Listen, Key, I hear you, man. The summer camp championship was cool, but, I mean, Brandon Ingram with LeBron. At least I know with Brandon Ingram, for the most part, he's going to be out there.
Well, Brandon Ingram doesn't become Brandon Ingram if he's still with LeBron James.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Needs
you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
I hear you.
You can't complain about a chip.
This is the fan in me talking.
No, I hear you. LeBron gave y'all 40-plus last time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the promise of Anthony Davis wasn't just one championship.
Us,
it was a championship window.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like they're ever going to realize that potential with that
team. 11-10 without him, and now he's getting back tonight. Like, let's see. Let's see what it looks like.
About 3.5 games separated.
Did you see what it looked like last night?
Yeah. Well, they didn't have him.
He dropped 46. LeBron dropped 46 points, and they got boat raced by the Clippers.
But maybe with AD, it's a little different. I'm saying he's going to get back tonight. Let's see. And by the way, he might not hit the ground running, right? And with AD, you don't even want to say hit the ground because you get very nervous.
Every time he hits the ground, he's going to be out for a few weeks.
Yeah, sorry. I should have.
How you feeling about Aaron Rodgers this morning?
Aaron Rodgers holds all the cards, man. For as much as I don't like how he's handled the last several years, think about it from this perspective, Jay. If he doesn't want to go to a team, then Aaron Rodgers could just say, I don't want to be traded and force Green Bay's hand. What are you going to exercise his $58.3 million option and keep him on the team when you want to turn the page to Jordan Love? What are you going to do? Like, I hear Adam Schefter's report that the Green Bay Packers don't want to trade him to an NFC team. But if there ain't an AFC team that Aaron Rodgers want to go to, then what are you going to do as the Packers? You in a bad spot, bro. But you knew that when you gave him that contract.
Yeah, but if Aaron Rodgers tries to force their hand to an NFC team, they could keep him, right? And he could just play in Green Bay if that's not what they want to do. It doesn't mean that they won't trade him. It just means that they're not going to trade him to an NFC team. And they're not – they want to keep him. But if he wants to leave,
do they want to keep him?
They said they want to keep him.
Okay.
They came out and said they want to keep him.
Okay.
But he doesn't know what they're going to do in this offseason about bringing guys back, you know, all the offseason stuff that goes on. Who's coming back? Who's going? He doesn't want to reload. He doesn't want to rebuild. He just wants to reload. And they haven't told him, hey, we're going to reload. We're not going to rebuild. So he's still playing, you know, with the Whales and the Dolphins right now.
So you're going to have a quarterback in Green Bay that doesn't really want to be there, but you can't move him to his preferred destination. I mean, that is the definition of being half pregnant if you're the Packers. Mm-hmm. Do you really want to go into a season that way?
Do they love Jordan and Love yet?
Well, we're going to find out because they got to make a decision.
He went from Jordan Love to Jordan don't like to Jordan like, and are they getting close to Jordan Love again?
We're going to find out before we know where Aaron Rodgers is going, because in May they got to deal with his fifth-year option. Right. So we'll find out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That is Chris Canty, okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, that was quick.
You didn't want to stay around.
First of all, y'all didn't even reach out to have me on. I had to bully my way on the set, Key.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't see you on the rundown, so I was wondering.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not. I don't have to be on the rundown. I thought it was an open invitation.
Can't I got to make sure. Okay, I got boots on. I'm all right.
Yeah, you good. You don't have them dusty Air Force Ones like you did last Friday. You good.
I was so glad he wasn't on the show. I see Canty at the Seaport, guys. I look down. I'm like, oh, thank God he wasn't on the show. Because I was thinking, I got one more wear out of these.
You stay for another segment?
Whatever you guys need.
Hey, can I ask you something real quick before Max go, Canty?
What's up?
If you play in a basketball game and somebody else played in a basketball game, ain't that the same as playing in a basketball game?
All right, don't answer that. Let's answer that on the other end.
Back and break.
Boy, this is fun, man. Sometimes I feel like I'm stealing
money. Just go with it.
Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Canty, so what I was asking before we went to break real quick, I was just saying, you played for the Cowboys, right?
That is correct.
You had a Cowboy jersey?
Yes.
I played for the Cowboys. I had a Cowboy jersey.
Yeah.
Same thing. We played for the same team, right?
We did.
Okay. That's all.
We did.
That's all. I don't need to.
One player's pedigree was slightly above the other.
No, but we're not talking about that.
I was picked 132, and Keyshawn was number one overall.
Why are you asking Chris Canty? Jay, why is he asking Chris Canty this question?
You need to turn on your mic, Jay.
Be a professional, Jay Williams.
I'm here.
You there, Jay?
I can hear you. Hey, Paulie, Jay's mic is not working. Here comes Paulie. You've heard him sing Sinatra during the holidays.
You shut me out on purpose.
You're telling too much truth, Jay Williams. Too much truth.
Get in here, Paulie. Get in here. Right.
I can hear you now, Jay.
I just wanted to see.
Okay, he's got it.
No, you're good now, Jay.
Oh, okay. Get out of here. That's
all. No, I was just – you asked that question, Max, about why I asked Canty that.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell him the truth.
No, I was trying to explain to Jay, young LeBron James, Bronny, I congratulate him on making the McDonald's team. And I was saying Jay played on the McDonald's team, and Jay's a voter on the board of McDonald's All-American team. And so I was like, oh, y'all, that's cool. He played on the same team as you. It's the same thing.
So
Jay said,
McDonald's, same thing.
So Key said, 9:30 last night. This just let the world know our relationships. Right?
Uh-huh.
So it's me, Key, and Allen, because we got our own little text chain, right? So Key hits me with the Bronny article, Bronny James selected to play in the prestigious McDonald's All-American game, right? No response from me.
Okay.
Because I'm like, he going somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
You see the little bubbles coming up. I'm like, here we go. Here we go, right? They say,
I'm not setting him up.
Jay, he's the same as you. Same thing.
All caps, though, like, Jay.
Yeah, and I
all
said.
All caps on the
all same. All caps. I said, nah, Key, stop the cap. He had to be National Player of the Year to be the same as me.
Ooh, flex.
See?
Flex.
Key sitting there.
Same building. Same building, same doorman.
But we not
very different views.
I wasn't referring to that.
We're going to try to tie it together, though.
Because a couple days ago, we were on this kick.
He's like, Dak Prescott, Josh Allen. Same thing. And I'm like, they ain't the same thing.
Not the same, dog.
But he don't try to tell me they are.
Yeah.
That's where it all came from.
Not so much, Key. No, I was just talking about basketball,
McDonald's, they both playing for it. That's all I was saying.
Key, I can't go for that. Shout out to
I'm
Hall
not
of Notes. I can't go for that.
No. Now, y'all going to have people thinking I'm throwing shade and all that. Man, come on, man.
No, what? Why, that ain't shade.
No, I'm saying people, though. People will think that I'm trying to throw
shade
at Bronny.
Bronny's nice.
Okay.
Bronny's nice.
That's what I'm saying. Same thing. He might not be National Player of the Year, but y'all both playing the McDonald's game.
No, but like Bronny ain't Scoot Henderson to me.
Exactly.
Right? Like Scoot Henderson different than Bronny. With all respect to Bronny.
What about Jay and Bronny? Jay Will and Bronny. That's what Key tried to say. Same thing.
No, man. Stop, man.
Don't box Jay in like that, Max. You're being a bad guy right now. You're being a bad guy. What I do?
All right. All right, Max. You're not me. Calm down. Anyway, what we were talking about was Aaron Rodgers.
Get us back on track, Max. Let's go.
Rasheed has something to say about Aaron Rodgers in Florida. What's up, Rasheed?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, Keisha, are you a wide receiver? You see how Devontae Adams feel every offseason. You got to go as your quarterback. Do you have a quarterback? Is he going to be there? You got to go through the meltdown every year. So why not just go ahead and go find you another home? Let Aaron Rodgers go on about his business, put Jordan Love in, go through a whole rebuild at Green Bay.
I don't think I quite understood what he was saying.
You mean literally you couldn't understand the words or you don't understand the point?
I didn't understand the point.
Look, Jordan Love, I get a feeling, I don't know, Chris, I feel like the organization, based on the messaging that's kind of coming out, a little higher on Jordan Love than they were, say, a year ago.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, we saw what happened in that fourth quarter against the Green Bay Packers. What was that, week 12? Mm-hmm. I mean, they were out of that game, and Jordan Love came in and made some plays. Now, under the circumstances, it's a lot easier because there's less pressure, but I think you saw enough to want to give Jordan Love an extended look, and let's just keep it a buck here on this show, man. If you're going to pay a quarterback $50 million a year and be on the outside looking into the playoffs, then why not go with the young quarterback in Jordan Love who you're paying next to nothing, see what you got in him, and go ahead and reset the money at that quarterback position moving forward.
Yeah, you're right.
One, you're right.
Or Jordan Love went up and Rodgers went down enough where now Rodgers maybe doesn't have the leverage he did a little.
And listen,
no,
man,
you're right,
that regular season finale, Key, I'm telling you, man, in a win and end situation, that is a quarterback game.
No, they only scored
16 points on offense.
You got to find a way to win that game.
If you're one of the most elite quarterbacks in our game.
I hold everybody that's supposed to be elite to the same standard.
Yep.
And this is why the conversation the other day was about Josh Allen and Dak Prescott. If you in that situation and you only score 10 points and the other guy scores 12, that's the same damn thing. Those are the quarterbacks we pay the money to get the job done. Your only job is to get your team into the end zone and put points on the board.
Yep.
And when you don't do it, that's what it is. And I understand your point about Aaron Rodgers, $50 million, but you got to think about the other 52 players that could potentially be on the team. You want to give your team and those players the best chance to win. Is Jordan Love really the guy that gives them the best chance to win, even though Aaron Rodgers hasn't gotten them over the top? Does he give them a better chance?
Well, do you
want to just blow it up and hit the reset button and start all over again, sort of like the Philadelphia Eagles did with Howie Roseman?
Yeah, that part, the latter part. Yeah, I'm with you. If I'm moving on from Aaron Rodgers, I'm pushing the reset button on my franchise. I said it earlier in the year. The Green Bay Packers are closer to a rebuild than a championship. Just look at the last several postseasons, NFC Championship game exit, divisional round exit, to not even being in the damn playoffs. I mean, listen, their window is closing. Blow it up. Move on from this core players and rebuild, reset around Jordan Love.
That is Chris Canty and Carlin here on ESPN Radio. Is the
Canter
DJ playing in Philly? Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Greeny and Max, same thing.
Same thing.
I'm better looking. He's a better host.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.